Joining us today for this important announcement. Since launching the Crime Gun Intelligence Center back in early 2019, Marion County law enforcement has recovered more than 700 illegally used or illegally possessed firearms. That has in turn led to over 800 arrests on both state and federal charges. This effort originally brought together the resources of our own IMPD, along with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, better known as ATF. It brought together the resources of the Marion County Prosecutor and the Office of the United States Attorney. It has proven to be one of the most successful crime-solving tools in our ever-expanding toolkit. Today, we are pleased to announce that this will now be an effort shared by the larger Central Indiana region. Starting today, CGIC, the Crime Gun Intelligence Center, will be known as the Indiana Crime Gun Task Force. Violent crime and illegal gun transactions do not stop at the Marion County line. With added capacity to coordinate our efforts and to track crime guns on a regional level, every member of this partnership stands to benefit. Most importantly, those counties in our 8-county region. This obviously follows last week's announcement of a transformative $150 million investment into violent crime reduction. Today, with the expansion of a partnership that better tracks, better locates, and better apprehends those who possess illegally weapons, our central Indiana region will be able to respond to homicides, and it will be a swift and effective and strategic response. That's why I'm so excited about today's announcement. A level of cooperation that heretofore has never existed. Not surprisingly, such a broad effort required broad consensus in order to come about. So I want to thank the bipartisan group of state lawmakers who are, in essence, responsible for putting this initiative in place. Certainly, my thanks go to all the law enforcement agencies, each partner agency represented here today. They will make this program as successful for our region as it has been for our county here in Indianapolis, Marion County. So with that exciting announcement, I'll now hand over more specifics to IMPD Assistant Chief Chris Bailey. Chief Bailey.
Thanks, Mayor. Good morning. So I think that the message is clear, as you can see behind us, that there is no safe haven for you if you illegally traffic firearms, if you use a firearm against one of our neighbors, or if you possess a firearm illegally. Our partners are sending a clear message to you today that you cannot hide across these invisible boundary lines. We have already seen what the CGIC can do, the model that has already proven successful here in Indianapolis is now a model for our nation and is being replicated. Take a look behind me on this wall. This is just a small example of the over 717 firearms that our Crime Gun Intelligence Center has taken out of the hands of shooters and violent criminals, those who have shown that they are not afraid to pull the trigger and traumatize our neighborhoods and injure our neighbors. Today, we're taking this a step further. This collaboration is one not seen anywhere in the country. What the legislature, the General Assembly did was fund and double down on our efforts here to the sum of $10 million, thanks no in small part to Representative Sturlholm and Bartlett that are here today that almost got a unanimous support from the General Assembly. So what does this mean for our community? It means that whether you're in Hancock County or Hamilton County or Hendricks County, Boone, Morgan, or Shelby, the resources of all the sheriffs and police departments in those areas are going to be leveraged against you to keep you from harming our community. Together, we will make a difference. We'll make our neighborhoods safer. And I'm proud of each and every person up here and those work behind the scenes to make this happen. This is for our community, and we will do our absolute best to make sure that they're safe no matter where they live. And one of the people we could not do this without is the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and explosives. ATF is an integral partner in this. They run the NIBIN process. They taught us how to run a Crime Gun Intelligence Center, and it's my pleasure to introduce the special agent in charge of the ATF for our area, Roland Herndon.
Thank you very much for having me. My name is Roland Herndon. I am the special agent in charge of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I would first like to say thank you to our partners and our new partners and friends as we try to tackle violent crime in our area. We all know that this is a problem. Violence in our community is a problem that we all have to work together. It is very important that the community understands that we all hear you and we also feel what's going on. This is something that is very important, and I'm pleased to stand here today to announce the creation of this Crime Gun Task Force. IMPD and ATF, as you heard, has a long-term community service and long-term partnership that we've had for many years. This intelligence task force is the next step to go after the criminals who do not respect boundaries. ATF utilizes intelligence-based enforcement strategies to reduce the flow of firearms to criminals and to deter crime, use, and possession of firearms, all with the view of reducing violent crime.